Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In what's becoming an all-too-familiar story, District Court Judge Michael Moses of Billings yesterday blocked three pro-life bills from taking effect while an attempt to overturn them plays out in court. Back in May, at the end of an historic legislative session where Governor Gianforte signed an unprecedented number of conservative bills, we told you that the battle had just begun. With the legislature and executive branches firmly in control of conservatives, the only card the liberals had left to play was the courts, which they still control. The challenges began before the legislature even adjourned, and those legal challenges continue even as we speak. Judge Moses made clear in his decision that those seeking to limit the number of abortions in Montana face an uphill battle. House Bill 136 sought to ban abortions at that point when a fetus has developed well enough to feel pain, in effect banning abortions after 20 weeks. Judge Moses said that ran afoul of the Montana Supreme Court's 1999 decision in the Armstrong case, which held that women have a right to an abortion up to the point that the fetus becomes viable. He also said that House Bill 171, which put an end to do-it-yourself at-home abortions using powerful drugs received from Planned Parenthood by mail order, was also likely unconstitutional because it would stop abortions up to 11 weeks, which is also pre-viability. And finally, he said the bill requiring abortionists to ask a woman if she wants to view an ultrasound of her baby before an abortion amounted to government-compelled speech, which would interfere with the doctor-patient relationship. He also agreed with Planned Parenthood's argument that the law would discourage women from having an abortion, which is exactly the point of informed consent. If a picture is worth a thousand words, then an ultrasound image is one way to reveal the truth that the child in the woman's womb is much more than a clump of cells or a blob of tissue. We'll keep you posted as this lawsuit moves forward. And in other legal news, Joel Crowder, a former Republican legislator from Sydney who lost his bid for re-election, this week filed a second lawsuit challenging House Bill 702, the bill that bans COVID vaccine passports in Montana. The new law, which was enacted earlier this year, makes it illegal for government agencies or private businesses to deny employment, goods, services, or educational opportunities to anyone based on their vaccine status. Other states have seen mass layoffs with thousands of workers fired because they refused to get the vaccine. This law is popular in Montana, where less than half of the people have chosen to get vaccinated. Crowder's complaint says that the new law violates the state constitution by prohibiting employers from providing a safe and healthy environment for their employees and clients. Supporters of the law say that it protects workers who have had COVID and thus have natural immunity, or who have legitimate concerns about the vaccine's safety or effectiveness, from being coerced or fired for making what they believe is an informed healthcare decision. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, who is defending the state against the lawsuit, said that no one should be discriminated against or treated differently because of their vaccine status. No matter which side you're on, this case should make for fascinating judicial theater. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.